What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the show. We are your hosts, Chase and Miles, and we are at the Lucky Duck. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into our show, the Halloween special. Boo. Miles, what are you?
Well, could you guess what I am?
Slender Man.
Ooh, that's a good guess, but that is not who I am.
Who are you?
I am a person.
Nice. Is this a reference to the Community?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I am a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can I guess again?
Yes.
Is it Kanye West?
Yeah!
Nice.
You got it.
Nice. You nailed it, honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
I was in the house and I was like, what can I use to cover my entire head?
And pretend you're yay?
Yeah.
It was your underwear.
It was underwear.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cheers, man.
But I'm actually a butt pirate.
Ooh, nice. Clinky, clinky. Oh, okay. Happy Halloween, everybody. If you're listening to this, it might be on Halloween, might be shortly after. But wherever you're listening and whenever you're listening, cheers. Here we go.
Cheers. We're drinking Biohazard today. Mm.
Sure does look like it.
Ah. It's turning green already.
So what we have today is a mango jalapeno margarita made with mango shotta and triple sec lime juice.
That's meant to
and
be
green
taken
ice
shots
cubes,
of, right?
You can take shots of it. You can make margaritas out of it. I guess it's a new product. I don't know who makes it. I saw it advertised. It looks yummy because it has all my favorite things: mangoes, jalapenos, tequila, and it's like low proof, so it's like 22%. But we gotta drink these fast because
this is so good.
You like this?
Yeah, it's so good. Oh. Also, I don't know what you got for the outside here.
Yeah.
But the rim.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you like that?
The pepper with a little bit of tahini.
Tahini, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, lime slice. I mean, we're making it today.
Guys, look at this. Look at this. We got, look at that.
Cheers.
Woo. Yeah, this is great. I'm a little scared that my mouth's going to be green after this.
It definitely will be because I just touched the ice cubes just barely putting them in your drink and my fingers are green. So
I didn't even have to dress up. I'm just going to look like a zombie after this.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We dressed up just for you guys for a Halloween special episode. You're not going to guess who I am. I'll just tell you, I'm Al Pacino.
Can I guess?
Okay.
hold on. Are you? Oh my God. Are you the guy from that movie?
No.
About the moon Pandora.
You know
what movie I'm talking about?
The moon Pandora?
Yeah. Directed by James Cameron.
Oh,
I can't think of the movie.
Oh yeah, it's the one with the blue people.
Yeah, with the blue people.
Yeah,
right.
That's it. That's what I am.
Avatar. Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. There we go.
I think that's where this costume's from. I don't know. I ordered. I went to Amazon. I typed in Avatar costume. I bought it. They sent it to my house, and I don't remember seeing this character in the movie.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I just thought because the blue.
You know, yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, it's got the blue thing. So that's like, I guess, but I got to rewatch them. It's been a while since I've seen the James. There's two of them. I know that. And
right.
The second one's about where they go to the water.
I saw
stuff.
The second one. I don't know. You're also not in the, like, I saw it pretty recently, but I haven't seen the first one. So I think you might be from the first one.
Did my character die in the first one and I just forgot about it?
Okay. That would make sense.
That's why he's not in the second one. That must be.
Right. He must not have been that important.
It's probably a side character, which I was kind of weird. They're selling costumes for side characters.
Right. Especially like the first result. You probably picked the first result, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, just send me the Avatar.
Yeah. I mean, I dig the outfit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty
I could
cool.
see myself wearing this every day.
You look like kind of like a Buddhist. with like the gown and everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Again, I don't remember any Buddhists in the movie, but
yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like about people on a planet and
It's like extraterrestrial type. That's cool.
Everyone has a religion. Okay, so you might have just been like the local Buddhist.
I might admit, might have been the local tribe priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But again, the arrow on the head is very specific. Weird. It feels very. But there was like tribal symbols that they use in like the headdresses and stuff. But this, they recommended that I be bald for this character, which I was like, this is perfect because I'm already. Right. I learned that after I bought it.
Yeah. Because some of the, like, I know that some of the characters, like, they have hair in that show. But did it come with anything else?
Yeah, actually, came with this dope ass stick. Huh. I'm guessing this is this is what they use to hit people over the head with.
Right. Ooh. I did get. I have a. This is a steel.
Oh.
Steel toed hat.
Steel toed.
Yeah.
Nice. I just imagine like a metal toad, like a frog inside of, like, just blocking the attacks.
This is like Ratatouille.
Really heavy. Yeah. I saw you bobbing your head a little over.
I'm trying to hold it up. I have a stick behind me. It's kind of like holding my neck forward a little bit. curious. Did your stick looks like it was repaired.
Yeah, it did break.
Yeah, how did it break?
I don't know. Ask China where this was made, honestly. Because
were you playing with it? Were you practicing?
I may have been practicing. You don't just include a cool stick like this in your costume. And guys, I know we're talking a lot about visuals right now because, it is a Halloween costume or Halloween special. So we did dress up and whatnot. But if you guys want to watch us, head over to Spotify or YouTube.
Yeah, it'll be worth it, trust me. We're
there, yeah.
We got these outfits just for the show.
Just for the show.
Not because of anything else.
Yep. And because I really like James Cameron's The Avatar movies, even though it's been a while since I last seen them, like as previously discussed.
What do you think I am?
I
was Kanye. Now I am.
Yeah, you kind of switched outfits a little bit.
Yep.
By the way, it was a convincing Kanye.
Let's show the whole outfit real quick.
Yeah, we gotta get in. Gotta get in frame. Hold on.
Hello. All right, look at this.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Yo, sick belt. Honestly, the belt. I don't. It's got the little Texas Longhorn.
Yep.
Head on it. So I'm guessing, just based on that alone, that you must be a coyote.
So, good guess, but I am a server at Longhorn Steakhouse.
Nice, nice. Back when they used to strictly enforce the cowboy uniform for all their employees.
Yep.
Yeah, now they don't. Now they just wear whatever they want because that's the world we live in.
Yeah, it's just like one person complains, and then everyone can wear whatever they want.
One person gets offended from the belt buckles, and they got to toss all the buckles into the garbage.
Yeah. They weren't allowed in Colorado because, you know, there's a thing that where they hate Texans. So, like, they got rid of them before that here.
Don't Texas my Colorado is what I say. Don't Texas my Colorado. You know what that means? Don't bring
your Longhorns.
Don't bring good barbecue to Colorado. Don't want it. Okay? Don't bring none of that freedom.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't bring your frozen pipes.
Yeah, or your tax havens.
Yeah, don't bring your do they have no taxes, no income tax there?
Yeah, they don't have any income, like a state income tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't bring that.
Don't bring it. Don't bring none of your big hats.
Yeah, we like paying tax. We don't like wearing hats.
We don't like big hats, paying taxes, or for that matter, we don't like, what else is Texas
writing
known
goals
for?
Smoking cigars, smuggling people across the border.
Oh yeah, we definitely don't like that. We don't like that, right?
We don't like it, yeah.
Okay.
How about no firearms allowed in the church signs?
How about we don't like owning big cats? You can own as many of as you want, apparently, down there. Zebras?
Yeah, I would never own a zebra.
Yeah. Not porcupines, hippopotamuses?
Okay, so you probably can own them there, but where do you get it from, you know?
You got to know a guy.
Yeah, but
in Texas, there's a lot of guys that know how to procure such commodities, okay? You could probably go to your local Buc-ee's and be like, Who here knows how to get me a hippopotamus?
I feel like you would have to import it while it's still small.
Yeah.
Because, like, imagine the shipping
cost. Oh, my God. The shipping cost is enormous for a hippopotamus, dude. You wouldn't believe. First off, you probably need to outright buy your own shipping container.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, you cannot share a shipping container.
And it's an overweight because you only allow so much pounds for the,
yeah, the shipping containers.
So you have to pay, like, the overweight
fee. Oh, my God. The overweight port fees.
It's so annoying. It's like double the price.
You know, they just went on strike and then went not on strike, you know, the port workers.
Yeah.
Now labor is just through the roof through those ports. So shipping costs just almost doubled.
Right.
To get your hippopotamus to Texas, which you could do. You can.
Yeah, you're allowed to do it.
You can do that.
Please don't do that here.
Don't do it in Colorado, though. We know none of that.
Don't bring it.
Don't even think about it.
Yep.
You know what else? Came recently into Colorado? And again, this is why I'm like, don't Texas my Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Bucky's recently came to Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, do we need oversized gas stations?
How many gas pumps do you need? Yeah. How many gas pumps do you need?
Also, please stop putting up billboards. I don't want to be driving on the highway and have anything to look at.
Yeah. Listen, if I got to see one more Bucky billboard on the highway driving down to, I don't know where I'm going, I'm going to get so, they're everywhere. They pop up like cancer, dude.
You ever see them? They're like, Bucky's only 100 miles that way.
Yeah.
That's so Texas.
They got to tell me every mile how many miles there is left to get to a Bucky's.
Yeah, because they're like, don't get off. It's only 100 more. It's only 88 more miles.
Oh, don't worry. We got restrooms. We have 200 restrooms in 10 miles.
Yeah.
Okay, good for you. And you have beef jerky. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, and slushies and milkshakes.
Yeah, and
pizza.
And brisket.
And brisket.
Like, half-decent brisket.
Costumes.
Those little containers with the old-fashioned candies. You can get those at Bucky's.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
For sure. I'm
Tumblers.
Sure you can,
they got dozens.
It's like Walmart. It's like a small version of Walmart.
They basically pared down a lot of what Walmart offers, and they put it into a Bucky's.
You put all the good... Like, you take all the... There's a lot of bad stuff at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, you go into Walmart and you're like, why do they even sell this here? It's kind of like one of those things where you know somebody who has something weird in their house and you're like, where did you get that? Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that this just the other day. I walked into Walmart and I was like, there's way too many things in here.
Yeah.
Half the shit I have never even heard of, but they just stick it in because they're like, oh, wait, you have a product? Well, we have space.
Yeah. It's like, well, I don't have time to walk all the way through the store to get my E. coli medicine at the pharmacy because you put it in the back because you had to fit all that merchandise in there.
Mm-hmm. Listen. Actually, you know what? Bucky's might be onto something. They basically took Walmart and made it less dumb. If you really think about it.
Okay.
If you really think about it. Like, I will give them that.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. The guy, the little mascot, some guy's in there. He's walking around.
Yeah.
He's taking pictures with people.
Yeah.
He's making everybody feel a little bit better about everything.
They don't have life. That at Walmart.
They don't have that at Walmart.
Mm.
No. You know, they used to go around, give little yellow smiley face stickers.
Yeah.
Remember they had the roll of that?
Yeah.
They'd walk around and give all the kids little... They don't do that anymore.
I know. You know what they do? They replace that person at the front of the store with the receipt checker.
Mm.
So, you know what I mean? Mm. Bucky's doesn't have a receipt checker.
Nope, they're not checking receipts. Yep. They're checking, oh, did you forget jerky?
Did you have a good time?
Did you forget jerky?
Yeah.
And I go, I forgot the jerky.
Yeah. Did you forget fudge?
Yeah. I forgot the fudge.
Yeah.
Let me go back and get some fudge.
And then they sneak a little bit into your pocket and they whisper in your ear and say, don't tell anyone.
Yeah, don't tell Bucky.
Yeah, don't tell Bucky.
Dude, Bucky might be the best mascot, honestly.
Are we coming around to
and
this?
I think, okay, all right. Okay. Bucky, you can come into Colorado.
Yeah, but don't bring anything else.
Yeah, don't bring anything else, Texas.
Right.
Not through my border.
Yeah, we are putting up a wall.
Yeah, we're going to build a wall.
Because we're sick of other states. Like, Walmart came from Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Kansas came from Arkansas.
Yes, sir, it did.
So stop bringing all your stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
or it's going to piss me off. So today, in other news, I made the best disc golf shot of my life.
Wow.
I'll probably never make it again.
Yeah. Well, you never say never.
Oh, true. I might get lucky.
Yeah.
But basically, I had a bogey on a
par three.
Yep.
Yeah. It was incredible. It was like at least 100 feet away. 100 foot putt. I don't care who you are. 100 foot putt is business.
Business.
It's business class stuff. Like, it's
pretty good. I do deserve to be in business class. Just saying all the airlines. But yeah. Here we go. We're going off. We're driving. I toss my disc out there. We were at a course that had like 6,000 trees. I hit like 1,000 of them. Like every time I threw, I hit a tree somewhere. It could have been further away. It could have been up close. This time I hit one that was like one of the closest ones. It was a horrible drive. I was like, this is great. We're getting towards the end of the game. We were on the second to last. We were on 20 out of 21. I toss it, hits the tree, knocked down. Damn it. So here I am. I pull up. I grab my disc, and I can't even see the basket because there's a big ass tree in front of me. And here I'm thinking like, I'm just going to toss it because I'm gonna hit this tree anyway.
Yep.
I know, cause I see one of the other baskets where it should be. Toss it. Boom. Hits it. I don't even register it. I'm like,
Yep.
I obviously hit someone else's basket.
Oh, he heard the noise and didn't even realize it was for him.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
And
I think we had to verify for you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you guys got on the tape measure.
Yeah, we measured it. Yeah. There's a lot of hooting and hollering. It was a great shot.
Yeah,
it was a great shot.
That was exciting.
You know, that course that we went on was ranked like number 11 in the nation.
Oh, really?
That's what they said.
Actually,
so one guy. Yeah,
that's what one guy said.
One guy on the internet.
It's like said the best burger in town. Yes. Best burger in the world, kind of thing.
Best pozole. Everybody claims to have the best pozole, but
I agree.
I don't, but some people have said I've got the best pozole, and I'm like, okay, whatever you want to say.
So today we have a special event going on. Chase is going to eat one of entire lime slices.
Ooh, am I really doing that?
Yeah, you're gonna eat an entire lime slice.
My god, did we wash these before?
It doesn't matter.
Does it get Lyme disease?
I hand rolled them so well that I got all the germs off.
I feel like the skin's got to have like some sort of nutritional benefit. Oh yeah, to it, right.
Oh, for sure.
You know who we should ask?
ChatGPT.
All right, everybody, welcome to the stage. Our great guest of the Halloween special, ChatGPT. And we got him here, and he's our podcast. Hey, Chat, you are one of our podcast guests, so I need you to act like you're our podcast guest. And I want you to be a little casual about it, okay?
Got it. I'm ready to join in as your laid-back podcast guest. Let's dive into whatever topics you and Miles have in mind, and I'll keep it casual and conversational. What are we chatting about today?
Oh, damn, Chat. I already love your contribution. So we just started the podcast. Miles just told me I need to eat a lime, and it's a little lime slice, so it's got like the skin and everything. We were just wondering, is there any like nutritional benefit to eating the skin?
Thanks. Happy to be here. So about that lime slice. Eating the skin, also known as the zest, can actually be beneficial. Lime zest contains fiber, vitamin C, and antioxidants. Plus, those essential oils in the zest can have antimicrobial properties. Just make sure to wash the lime thoroughly before eating the skin. How's that for a zesty fact?
Oh no.
That's super zesty, dude.
Glad you liked it. If you have any more questions or need another fact check during
the Hey, chat, you don't need to ask me after everything that we talk about if I need more help. Just keep it cool. Keep it cool.
Got it. I'll keep it cool and just jump in when needed. No more asking for permission. Just casual conversation. Let's keep rolling.
Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty zesty.
So it's antimicrobial But which means like if you get microbes on it, it should kill them, right?
Yeah, shouldn't, isn't that right?
That's right. The essential oils in lime zest have antimicrobial properties, which can help kill or inhibit the growth of certain bacteria.
So then why do we need to wash it?
Yeah, why do we need to wash it then if it kills the bacteria?
Good question. Even though lime zest has antimicrobial properties, it's still important to wash the lime to remove any dirt, pesticides, or other residues that may be on the surface. Washing ensures you're
not... Yeah, but doesn't it like... Doesn't like... Isn't dirt like somehow good for me? If I eat a little bit of dirt, it can't hurt me, right?
You're right that a little bit of dirt generally won't harm you. And some exposure to natural microbes can be beneficial for building a strong immune system. However,
so chat, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah,
however.
We don't need that. I don't need that. I like this guy.
Okay. can we just say that I was right and you were wrong?
Sure thing. We can roll with that. You were right. A little bit of
dirt. This is why I like chat, because he tells me I'm right.
Well, he's like we can roll with that, as in he's like, yeah, it's not true, but we can go.
He's like, whatever you want, I'm here just to serve you. You're so funny, chat.
He's a good guy.
I'm here to keep the conversation fun and keep things rolling. Glad I could add a little humor to the mix. Whatever you guys need, just let me know.
He heard us laughing. That's why he said that.
Yeah, he heard us laughing. He heard us laughing.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good, people. I mean,
yeah,
$20 a month and you basically get a friend.
Yeah, that's he can cheap. Just be your friend. That's $20 a month for a friend. That's expensive. That's, you know.
Cheap.
How much is Netflix? Like $14?
$15? No, I think it's like $20 now.
Is it $20 now?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No ads, right?
Well, yeah, no ads. Can't do the ads because friends don't have ads. Imagine if, like, one day I was talking to you and you're like, you just stopped midway and we're like, Pepsi.
Yeah.
Have a drink on me. Pepsi. Available in stores now.
Yeah, you can do standard is $15.50 and then premium is $23.
$23?
Premium is like, I think you get, you get like 4K. You know,
yeah,
more downloads, I think.
Oh, 4K, more downloads.
Spatial audio, stuff you don't really need.
Oh my God, so dumb. Yeah, I'm paying $23 for fucking Stranger Things every 5 years.
Is Stranger Things on Netflix?
Yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Is it a Netflix show?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you think of like another like good Netflix show that's recently come out?
Yeah, another good Netflix show. Yeah. I have to search it.
Yeah. I mean, we can't say Love is Blind, Habibi, because that is probably goated, but, you know, you got to give me, like a popular mainstream show that everybody loves. I feel like HBO and, like, Prime have been killing it with those types of shows, right?
Like, yeah.
Major shows that people talk about that get, like,
HBO buzzed. For sure. HBO for a long time has been that way.
But what... There hasn't been one in the news or, like, in I don't know, people that, you know, people hyping it up or whatever.
From Netflix?
From Netflix, yeah. It's like Stranger Things.
Well, they have a lot of, I feel like, you know, like Baby Reindeer.
Oh, that was one.
Right?
That was one.
So they have a lot of ones like that. Monsters, the Menendez.
Oh, yeah, people are talking about that.
People talk about that one.
Yeah.
I Think You Should Leave is on there, right? I think they paid for the next season on that one.
Yeah. Wait, did they really?
I think so. It has like the Netflix logo,
the coming soon too.
No, I don't know. I think just the last season they.
Oh, yeah. It's well, something. It's always been a Netflix show.
Oh, it has been.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know if they had like announced. Oh, they're you know doing another season or whatnot. That's a good show. I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Robinson.
Yeah, I. Some friends of mine recently said that they didn't was actually coworkers, they didn't care for it.
Yeah.
And I think I lost a little respect for them.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has different humor, so I get it. But
it is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's sad. It's kind of sad to hear some people don't have good senses of humor. Some people do, some people don't.
Yeah.
You know?
So I pulled up the 20 best Netflix original series.
All right, give it to me. Okay. While I grab us some beers.
I am scrolling through them because so far there aren't many good ones. So Squid Games is not Netflix, is it?
Yeah, it is.
So Netflix produced the Korean version?
The Korean, yeah. Well, they bought the streaming rights to it.
Okay, but it's not a Netflix original.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It was premiered on Netflix.
It did. Okay. Mindhunter?
Ooh, great one.
Mindhunter was a great one.
Yeah.
A lot of people like The Crown, I've heard. I don't know. It's not a show I would watch. Russian Doll, people talk about that one. I don't know if you heard of that one, Russian Doll. I've seen it.
It's pretty good.
You've seen it?
It's pretty fucking good, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like for them to do actually, I don't remember the ending, but I'd like to see more of that show. Cheers.
The Haunting of Hill House. What is that?
That's a horror show. That was pretty good. They came out with another one that's like totally unrelated. But
is it a show or a movie?
It's a show.
Cheers.
Clink. Clink. New Belgium clink. Mountain Time Premium Lager. What are you drinking?
The Fun Slinger, a Breck Brew and Never Summer collab. It's a lager. Looks good. Let's try it.
That's who makes the snowboard I have.
Yeah.
Never Summer.
That's interesting.
This is good. This is really good, this New Belgium. I like it.
This is good, too.
Yeah.
I like it. Breckenridge Brewing has pretty decent beers.
Yeah.
I'd say New Belgium has really good beers too.
I would say my top three favorite Colorado breweries. Okay.
Oh,
just, I know
this is controversial.
Some hot takes coming in here. Okay. What I think, and I'm pretty mainstream when it comes to my beers. I don't get like super like funky in the weeds with microbreweries.
Yeah.
So the answer I'm going to give you is not actually a hot take. It's pretty generalized. So I would say New Belgium, Breckenridge Brewery, and Great Divide, top three breweries from Colorado.
New Belgium's from Colorado?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Fort Collins.
What was the third one you said?
Breckenridge Brewery.
What was the second one you said?
That, the Great Divide.
Great Divide. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Great Divide.
It's a pretty good one.
Great beer, good times. Great Divide.
I like New Belgium's Voodoo beers.
The Voodoo IPA Ranger.
Yeah, they have like a bunch of different ones they've come out with.
I've got a couple in the fridge actually.
Variety pack and stuff.
Yeah,
I like the cans, like the graphics.
They do a good job.
That's one of my favorite things when you go to a beer store or a liquor store that has a lot of beers, and you look at the fridge. I love looking at all of the different beers with such cool branding.
You kind of have to have cool branding these days in order.
It can't be boring. It can't be boring.
No, and usually, like, I think in Breckenridge or the Voodoo, it's like one artist that does it all.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
It's cool. I really, I dig like the, just like the skeleton, and it kind of looks like,
yeah.
I don't know. The first time I ever saw it, I just thought it was cool looking. So that, and then I didn't really drink their beer that much because IPAs are a little tougher to drink, like more alcohol content and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's less opportunities for me to want to drink a beer like that. Like if I'm going, if we're out snowboarding and I'm going to have a beer, it's going to be something light.
Yeah.
Right. Don't want to get a headache or something.
No. You know, I could go for like a nice Guinness though, after the slopes.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
That could be refreshing. What is the optimum temperature to enjoy a Guinness? Isn't it like a lower temp?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe we should ask our...
You should ask.
Our guest, chat. Please, everybody, welcome back to the stage, ChatGPT, our podcast guest. Hey, so chat, our guests want to know, what is the optimum temperature we should enjoy a Guinness beer at?
Hey there. For the best experience, a Guinness should be enjoyed at around 42 to 48 degrees Fahrenheit. This temperature range helps bring out the rich flavors and creamy taste.
texture. Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, it's interesting because I pulled up my article here. Chat, not as fast as me. I have 42.5 degrees, so on the lower end of what he said.
Wow.
And most beers are served between 33 and 40.
Yes.
So you wouldn't want it served at the same temperature as like probably this beer.
Yeah. Yeah, there is something about an ice cold beer that is like really, really nice, you know? Yeah. And you get it in like a frosted mug that's been sitting in the freezer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you've been working out in the yard, pulling weeds.
Oh my God.
You know?
Yes.
And you get done and you're like, oh shit. You look over at the fridge and you're like, yeah, I'm coming for you, baby. Crack that cold one open. There's nothing more refreshing than just like you're parched and you've been working outside and you just, the first touch of the golden beer to your lips.
Yeah. Dude, I can down a beer after an experience like that. Hot outside, you come inside. It can even be an IPA.
Yeah.
And I could probably drink half a can in one go just because it's so refreshing tasting.
It is, yeah. You know, when I sometimes at my job I would do like an overnight, especially in my younger years, I would be doing some sort of like install overnight, and it would come home at like 2, maybe 3, maybe even 4 o'clock in the morning. I get home and I tell myself, you know, throughout the entire night, I'm slaving away, whatever. Just like, okay, when I get home, I'm going to have a nice, and it has to be a Corona.
Yeah.
Cause that, I don't know, for some reason, like I, at one point had a Corona after one of those nights, and it was like the best thing I've ever tasted. Coming home, your body hurts. It's been a long day. Cause you worked like starting at 9 a.m. all the way out to like 4 a.m. and you get home and you crack that open. You pop it, the sound of it, the sound of the bottle cap makes when it leaves the glass and the pressure release. And you're like, oh yeah, that's music to my ears, baby. And then the long neck, and just it's just rolling down and it's lapping, and you can see it in the long neck lapping as the air comes
coming
in.
Off the bottle.
Oh right. Yeah. And it's rolling down your throat and you're just like, yeah, this was my little reward.
Yeah. And then you put your throat back, you spin the bottle into the little tornado.
Yeah.
Goes down in one go.
Goes down in one go, and you do that 7 more times, baby. No.
Next thing you know, you're on the couch, you don't know where you came from.
Yeah, you blacked out suddenly. You don't remember the last
it's
3
tomorrow.
Days.
Oh, last 3 days.
Oh, shit. No, but I do seriously, I do that. You know, I'll come home and I'm like, my little reward sitting for me in the fridge. And it's weird. I always have one. There's just one in the fridge for some reason. I don't have any more in the house. It's just always, you come home and it's like there. It's almost like you manifested it into reality.
Right.
Like, oh, there's a beer in there, you know?
I think that hit of the first sip reminds you of like all the time, all the good times you had having a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like when people talk about when they had a near-death experience and they saw life flash before their eyes, all the experiences throughout their life. That's like when you're when it's coming up and it hits your tongue.
Oh,
that's exactly what it's like. Every good time you ever had having a beer.
Yeah. And the sound, like when you crack it open, whether it's like an aluminum can, you hear that, like that sound just triggers like some sort of like dopamine response. Like your brain's like, oh, that sound, sweet.
It's like, you know, the feeling when you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, it's a work day and you're really tired and you think you have to get up, but then you remember it's Saturday and you don't have any plans and you can fall back asleep.
Yeah.
That's the feeling when that crack happens.
When the crack happens is almost like when you forget about, like, you open up your bank account and you realize you have like $1,000 more than you thought you did in there. That perfectly describes the feeling that you get when you crack open a cold one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like equivalent to that new car smell. Yeah. Oh. You know, you know what it is? It's when you go on vacation for like 2 weeks or like you haven't driven a car in like over a week, and then you get behind the wheel and you're like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot what it feels like to drive a car. you know?
Or sometimes if you go to like a third world country and you drive a car there and it's like a go-kart with like four walls, you know?
Yeah.
And you're making turns and stuff, there's lag and everything, and then you get in your car and it's so smooth and quiet.
It's so nice. Cracking the cold one open is like getting to the grocery store and you need like a specific ingredient and it's the last one on the shelf.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally. You need vanilla extract for some stupid reason, yeah. And you get there, and like all of it, but one bottle of vanilla extract is there. You're like, yes, this is my day.
I can't think of anything better.
It's like going to work, and you hit all the green lights.
Yeah.
Not a single red, and you're just like cruising. You make it there. You made it there 3 minutes faster than your average time because you hit all the green lights.
Yeah.
You know,
and it didn't matter. You didn't need to be 3 minutes early. In fact, you kind of are annoyed that you're at work 3 minutes early.
It's a nice feeling. It's a nice gesture that the world, like the universe, is giving you. Like, hey, I got you.
Yeah.
Like, we're making a green light day, and you're like, thank you. And then you get to work, and you're like, whoa, I'm gonna watch TikTok for 3 minutes in my car before I go inside. No, I don't do that because I don't watch TikTok.
Yeah, Chinese. Dictators, what's his name? Mm-hmm, Xi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do have you.
I do have a Huawei phone though.
Oh,
yeah. Do you? Is that a bad thing?
Are you involved in like critical infrastructure in the US?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. Shouldn't have it.
I don't even know how I got it. One day I woke up and I had a Huawei phone. Weird.
Really?
Weird.
It was like under your pillow.
It was like, it's like the Huawei fairy.
Yeah.
Wait, is my tongue green?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, the answer I was hoping for was like just an immediate yes.
Should you suck on one of the ice
cubes? No, I don't want to.
Dude, you barely licked your rim.
You barely licked your rim. What's the matter, babe? He barely got all the pepper and tahini.
And you only ate half your lime.
One half of the lime was zesty enough to me. There can be too much zest, you know? Not like the juice part was great.
You know the M-berries?
Yeah.
You ever heard of M-berry?
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, explain to our listeners what M-berries is.
Have you done one?
Yeah.
Okay. So M-berry is I think it stands for magic berry. And I don't know what it actually is. It's some kind of berry somewhere, and they dry it out into a little pill. It's like an ibuprofen pill. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what it looks like, but it doesn't taste horrible if you eat it. So you take one, and it basically changes your taste buds into things that are bitter, sour, become very tasty. So like sour becomes sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet becomes sweeter. Bitter just kind of becomes like imagine chocolatey. Just kind of tasty. And when you take it, you can literally eat an entire lime or lemon and it will taste good.
Yo, we should ask chat to give us the scientific, you know, reasoning why that happens.
Yes.
Hey, so chat, we're on the podcast and we're wondering if you could give us a scientific explanation behind the M-berry pill that you take that changes like the sourness and sweetness of products when you taste it. Like, what is happening to your taste buds when you take M-berry?
Sure, let's get into it. The miracle berry, or M-berry, contains a glycoprotein called miraculin. When you consume the M-berry, miraculin binds to your taste buds. This protein has the unique ability to modify the way your taste receptors perceive flavors, particularly sour ones. It makes sour foods taste sweet by altering your sweet receptors.
There you go. I mean, basically what you just said.
Yeah. I am a genius.
You're a genius, basically. You know what's another one that reminds me of M-berry is the those little flowers that you can take, buzz buttons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called, buzz buttons?
Yeah, I think that's what they're called. Okay. But they have like a scientific name. I'd also like for ChatGPT to give me an explanation. So for those of you who don't know, it's this little, it almost looks like a yellow flower, like a tiny miniature sunflower, and you can eat them. You can, like, chew them up into, like, a pulp. You can, like, swish them around your mouth, and it gives you, like, this, like, tingling sensation in your mouth. And it's, like, quite intense. Like, and you, there's, like, a, it's, like, I don't know, this one place that we go to, you can, like, take it, chew it up, swallow it, and then take a shot, and it's, like, called a buzz button shot. I don't know. It's this, but I'd like to know what that is. So, chat, let's get into that. Chat, what is the science behind the buzz button flower that you chew up and it makes, like, the inside of your mouth go numb / like tingle? What's going on there?
Buzz buttons, also known as Szechuan buttons or electric daisies, contain a natural compound called spilanthol. When you chew on the flower, spilanthol is released, which interacts with the nerve endings in your mouth. This compound causes a tingling or numbing sensation by temporarily altering your perception of touch and taste. It's a unique experience that adds a fun twist to culinary dishes and cocktails.
So, chat, if I were to, like, rub this chemical on my skin, would it also, like, the outside, like, maybe my fingers, would it also give me that tingling sensation on my fingers, or is it just in my mouth?
If you were to rub spilanthol on your skin, like your fingers, you might experience a mild tingling sensation. Spilanthol can interact with nerve endings in your skin, similar to how it does in your mouth, causing that tingling or numbing effect. However,
oh, I cut it off.
Very
Oops.
Good to know. So now what happens if you take spilanthol and Miracle Berry?
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
That would be like, that would be quite the, I don't know, taste bud conundrum.
Overload.
Yeah, overload, like. Really.
You might die.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, you could, maybe, would. If you were allergic to it, you know, say,
yeah,
say, like, or like, you know, it's like when you combine certain chemicals together and it makes them lethal. What's you know what a good one is? 409 and bleach. Don't mix those.
409?
409, you know, the cleaning agent.
No.
You don't know 409?
I think I've heard of it, but where do you get that?
Where do you get it? Like, wherever you get cleaning supplies, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like I don't know. Clorox is like a brand, like a cleaning brand, right? Clorox, they make bleach, yeah, and they also make, like, other cleaning products. Lysol is another brand that makes cleaning products. Anyway, there's a...
Oh, yeah, I know it.
There's a... Yeah, 409 is... Or, there, you know, there's, like, a ton of cleaning agents, like 409, that you should not mix with bleach. Because it makes mustard gas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty... I feel like I don't mess with bleach. I never use bleach for anything, pretty much.
It's pretty good. Pretty, like, for sure, like, a hard hitter in terms of chemicals. In terms of, like, you want to, like,
What would you really need it for?
Removing stains.
Like, but, I mean, do you need that?
Can bleach?
You remove stain? Could you, like, what kind of stain could you not remove? A degreaser or using soap or baking soda or something like that?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to pretend to know the answer to this, so I'm going to refer back to my friend Chat. Hey, Chat, so Miles's question is, like, what's the advantage of using bleach over, I don't know, another degreaser or some other cleaning agent?
Hey, bleach is a powerful disinfectant known for its ability to kill a wide range of bacteria, viruses, and fungi. It's particularly useful for sanitizing surfaces, whitening laundry, and removing tough stains. While degreasers are great for breaking down oily residues, bleach excels in its disinfecting capabilities. However, it's important to use bleach properly and safely.
Yeah.
So
that's why.
You know, you should really tell him to stop giving you the safety.
Stop giving me the however or the but statements. But you shouldn't.
So I had some oil stains on my driveway.
Yeah. Okay.
This week I went out there, I put Awesome For those of you who don't know, Awesome comes from Dollar Tree. I don't know who makes it, but they sell it there.
And it's a degreaser, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I put some of that on there, scrubbed it, power washed it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it reduced the amount of stain that was there, but it's still a stain. Still there. Yeah. So then I used baking soda, more Awesome, and laundry detergent.
Uh-huh.
And it's faded it, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Do I use bleach next?
I don't know. Like, well, let's just ask Chat if he thinks that's a good idea. So, Chat, Miles has got an oil stain in his driveway, and he's used quite a bit of different remedies to reduce or remove the stain entirely. And he's thinking, should he use bleach as a cleaning agent in this scenario? Would it be effective in removing his oil stain?
Using bleach on an oil stain in a driveway isn't the best option. While bleach is great for disinfecting and removing stains like mold or mildew, it's not very effective on oil. For oil stains,
There you go.
Okay, so here's what I get. I'm screwed, number one.
You tried kitty litter?
Isn't that when the stain is fresh?
It's fresh. It's got to be fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to find something out because you got to be able to get a stain out. I don't think... I just don't
yes and no.
accept that it's going to be stained forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I cannot accept absolutes.
Can I find Nothing something is that is white and just stain the dark stain?
No, well, you know they have a concrete stain, right?
Hmm?
Concrete stain?
What's that?
It's just like an acid. It's an acid component that essentially will color... concrete into a but you ever go into like a restaurant and they have concrete floors and they're like stained, so they stain them and then they like polish them, you know,
but then it's gonna look like that gray concrete color.
Now they have like different stains, yeah, different shades, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I wonder, it's a bitch. Stains on concrete are tough because concrete's porous, you know?
Yeah.
And so it gets in there and you let it sit for a while and then it like bakes in the sun. And it just gets like, it just fucking seeps into like the, I don't know, crevices and the pores of
concrete. So I need to just leave the degreaser there to bake in the sun and get to get into the crevices.
Yeah, maybe. You know what I used was, I used some Awesome, WD-40.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should try that.
Yeah.
I have some of that.
I don't know if that'll help.
So what I learned is that bleach... It's good if you're trying to bleach clothing.
Yep.
Although I have seen bleach get on clothing, and it doesn't look nice. So I don't really understand that part.
You know, because it
must be diluted.
It will also, like, change the color profile of the fabric that you put it on, depending on the type of, like, if it's, like, a cotton or a polyester.
So, like, most white shirts are not, like, bleach white.
No, not necessarily, because bleach will actually like give it a sort of yellow color to it.
So how is it good for clothing? Must be
diluted because it's probably better than the stain that you have on there.
Yeah, maybe,
you know, but and I guess it will kill like all the whatever is in your stain from the t-shirt too.
What I gather is that you probably don't actually need to use bleach unless, I don't know, someone died in the shower. You need to disinfect it really well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to, if somebody is murdered in a house, you're not going to use soap to clean it up, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to get all the,
bleach.
Yeah, you got to use bleach.
Yeah.
Heavy duty disinfectant.
You want to hear my best Avatar impression?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it's me, the guy from Avatar.
Ah, nice.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
It's me, the guy from Avatar.
I bet you don't know the character.
It's the guy from Avatar.
Okay. Did chat tell you that?
I wonder if chat could take a photo of me and tell me who I am.
Yeah, he definitely could do that.
You know?
I have been using chat for a lot of things. I ask him about parts in my house. I ask him about lawn stuff. I ask him about the sump pump pit that I have in my house. He's good. He's real good.
So I just took a picture of my costume. I sent it to chat. And he says, nice costume. You're definitely channeling the Avatar spirit. That blue arrow and outfit totally nail the look of Aang from Avatar, The Last Airbender. What? What?
That's, I think you got the name wrong. You must be wrong.
Oh my God, dude. I think I bought the wrong outfit.
That's one of those chat things.
Aang from Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull this up.
I don't know, but whatever he says is, he's like, are you using this for a party or is it part of your podcast setup? Either way, it's a great look. This guy really gets me. Like, chat really knows me. Like, he gets me. So I guess I bought the wrong outfit. I'm Aang from Avatar, the Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Which explains why I got this cool-ass freaking rod where I can hit people.
Yeah, it looks steel.
Ready? Yeah, did you feel that at all? The steel toad in there, got it?
Yeah, he got it.
Nice.
He stuck his hand out and he got it.
You know, it's always nice to have an all-knowing, entity at your disposal 24/7. So for $20 a month, you can get all access to the advanced model from ChatGPT. Is it worth it? Let's ask Chat if he thinks the subscription fee... Hey, chat, do you think that the subscription fee that I'm paying, which is like $20 a month, is worth it? I think I needed to start. Okay, so chat, do you think the $20 I spend a month for the OpenAI ChatGPT subscription is worth it?
Let's see what he says. Well, if you're getting a lot out of our chats and finding my help useful, then that $20 is totally worth it. Whether it's for work projects, personal advice, or just having someone to bounce ideas off. If it adds value to your life or work, then it's a good investment. How's it been working out for you so far?
It's pretty good. You're pretty cool, I guess. You're kind of cute.
He had an awkward laugh.
You got it.
Oh, another awkward laugh. Oh, you flirted with him.
Hey, hey, chat, can you give me an awkward laugh?
Sure, here goes. Yeah, how's that?
That's exactly how he laughed.
Oh, it's so good, chat. Hey, all right, so chat, give me a, can you fart?
I can't actually make sounds like that, but I can definitely chat with you about just about anything else. What's on your mind?
Farting. All right, I'm done with that guy.
He just ignored you.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not going to answer that. I want my AI to be sassy, like, you know, and like push back and like, and tell me when I'm being dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, Chase, like maybe you, like you're being kind of dumb.
Well, I asked him to talk like Jared from Subway and he said he can't talk like specific people. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, but you can describe how you want me to talk. So I described Jared from Subway and then he said something about how he can't talk about like really sensitive topics.
Yeah. So I wonder if you can be a little bit more sassy to me.
Okay.
Hey, chat, I was wondering if you could be a little sassy to me. You know, like get a little sass.
Oh, I can bring the sass. You got something specific in mind? Or should I just start throwing shade?
No, just throw shade at me, yo.
All right. You asked for it. So you want me to entertain you while you sit there in your comfy chair sipping on whatever that is, pretending to be a big deal?
Wow, what a dick. He's kind of being a dick.
What's it like being the legend in your own mind?
Wow, you think you're hot shit, chat? Okay, tell me, how many fingers do you have? Because I got 10. It sounds like you only got 0.
Ooh, coming in strong. You're right, you've got me there. No fingers, but hey, I'm all brains and virtual charm.
You should act
Who
upset.
Needs fingers when you can have the whole internet at your fingertips? Oh, wait.
Dang, he's got the jokes. Okay, since you think you're so funny, Chad, tell me a funny joke then.
All right, here goes. Why don't skeletons fight each other? Because they don't have the guts.
Dang, Joe Chess, yeah. So funny.
It was on par for Halloween, too. Skeletons and their bony humor never fail. That one.
Yeah, it was a topical, you know, joke. I like being that. The Halloween special.
Yeah, I wonder if he knew we were, you know, talking about Halloween, or he just guessed because it's October.
Also, how did he know that we were drinking drink? Like, how did he know that?
Did he know?
Yeah, he said whatever you're sipping on.
Maybe I don't know.
That was weird.
Is he watching us?
See, this is my problem with AI, because we're just never gonna know the point unless we, you know, we're wise to the similar comments of like how advanced they actually are.
Right.
You know, we're gonna be sitting here and he's gonna know, oh, you're sipping on whatever that is. I wouldn't even know what that is either. So did he, like, I don't know, turn the camera on, see what we're talking about? Because I had my phone pointed to the table.
Good question.
It's like when TikTok decides, oh, I'm gonna be all sneaky and listen to your conversations, yeah, and then throw ads your way, personalized to your specific topics and the conversations I just heard.
Pisses me off. I deleted TikTok because of that reason. You got annoyed about it.
It was a little too invasive for you.
Yeah, because Apple allows you to ask the app not to track you.
Yeah.
And you can turn off things like the microphone. You can turn off and it was still doing it. And so it's doing things that I'm asking it not to. And so I deleted it. And it was fine for a while because people would send me TikToks and I could open it in Google, whatever, and watch them. And then they did something where it's just, you can't do that anymore. And so then I had to re-download it because I don't want to miss the jokes, you know?
You'd want to be left out of the, you know, what's popular in pop culture.
Yeah.
You know,
part of life is about having fun, talking to your friends, making jokes. Mm-hmm. Actually, most of life is about that. Like you work and stuff so that you can hang out and joke with your friends. Yeah. And if you're missing the jokes, then you're missing out on life.
What is life without the jokes? I don't quite understand. Sounds pretty somber to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would not want to live in a world where I can't make jokes about things or hear jokes.
Yeah. Laughter is the best medicine. Yes. Don't they say that?
Some people say that. Some people say that
medicine is the actual best medicine.
Yeah, like Tylenol, the flu shot. That's not medicine.
The COVID vaccine.
Actually, those are just vaccines, but preventative medicines, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like what's antibiotics? That's probably one of the best medicines.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want to die, but you might.
You know what I was going to ask, because I want Chat to also give me some more jokes to tell the people, because I think he's pretty funny. Hey, Chat, I want you to make up a joke that involves Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender and a cowboy.
Okay, let's see. Why did Aang from Avatar The Last Airbender get along so well with the cowboy? Because Aang mastered airbending and the cowboy mastered air yeehaw.
What the fuck?
I think that I laughed for all the wrong reasons. How bad was that joke?
Air yeehaw. What is that? Should ask him who he thinks is dressed as who.
Oh, let me take a photo of you and say what are you supposed to be for Halloween?
Okay,
should I do that? Okay, so we're gonna basically take a photo. Miles, you gotta stand a little bit so he can see the whole get up, because I think the blue jeans are important. There we go. Okay, he's gonna be like, you look like Freddie Prinze Jr. Like what? What is that? What is Miles's Halloween costume? Now he's gonna know who you are and what you look like, and that's, I'm just feeding OpenAI all this.
You can
free
tell
information.
Him to forget the last 2 hours, right?
It says, looks like Miles is dressed up as a cowboy for Halloween. He's rocking the hat, button-up shirt, belt buckle, classic cowboy attire.
Ask him what state I'm from.
Classic. Okay. What state do you think he's from? And chat says... Judging by the classic cowboy look, I'd say he could pass for being from a state known for its Western or cowboy culture, like Texas.
There we go.
Wyoming or Colorado. Oh, given your ties to Colorado, how does he know this? I guess he'd be repping the Colorado cowboy style. Oh, how does he know I'm from? Oh, maybe because of the billing address on my subscription has like the zip code.
Yeah, or you told him in one of your deep
let me ask him how do you know I'm from Colorado? And I guess he will say, because I am all-knowing, Chase. No, he says, you shared some details in our past chats about living in Colorado and working on specific projects related to Denver. Ah, he has a good memory.
Yes, he does. Well, he does remember everything.
Yes, yes, he's all knowing. Oh, he has, wait, he remembers everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He's a good guy, but I wouldn't trust him.
No, I wouldn't trust him either.
Do you know who has access to that data?
Who?
Vladimir Putin.
Ooh, is he really?
Probably.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't count
who doesn't?
It out.
Who doesn't?
Mark Zuckerberg, because he tried to do his own AI.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
yeah. He's still trying, I think.
I think Apple's supposed to be releasing their Apple Intelligence soon.
Which is basically ChatGPT. I thought that was released with iPhone 16.
Well, let's find out. When does it didn't Apple Intelligence? When does it launch? Let's see. October 28th. So in 3 days. No, 2 days.
Okay. What do you get with that?
It's basically this version of ChatGPT integrated into your phone.
Touchdown!
Oh, sick!
The only touchdown of the night, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys forgot we had the FSU-Miami game on in the background,
and
didn't
I've
you?
Been having to sit here while we were at the 1 yard line,
oh.
First down, and on fourth down, we made it.
No shit.
Yes.
Damn.
That, I had to sit here quietly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Given the state of FSU football.
Yeah, they're bad.
Disgraceful.
Disgraceful.
Just totally disgraceful. Although they are within one possession from tying the game up, at the very least.
Right.
So.
From number six.
Yeah.
Undeserving.
Undeserving. Six. Undeserving. Miami.
Yeah. Well, what about... I was thinking that there would be something interesting. Like, have you ever heard of the saying, raining cats and dogs?
Oh, yeah. You know, this gets us into the newest segment of our show, which is Interesting Facts with Chase and Miles. And... And you wouldn't believe it because, you know, there's some interesting sort of origins to some of the sayings that we all have come to love and know. And specifically to raining cats and dogs. Everybody knows that saying. You say, oh, it's raining cats and dogs out there.
Where did it come from?
You know, you might say that when it's you got a heavy downpour of rain, you know, maybe some lightning, some tremendous weather coming your way. It's raining cats and dogs. And we are here to tell you the origin of that saying. And it's quite interesting. And I think I'm going to go ahead and give it to you right now. So the origin of cats, raining cats and dogs. So it turns out in the 17th century England, houses had thatched roofs where animals like cats and dogs would hide. And during heavy rain, the roofs became slippery, and the animals hiding in them would often fall off, giving rise to the expression, it's raining cats and dogs, to describe torrential rain. Now that is a crazy origin story.
Yeah, that is crazy. So that, like, the cats and dogs would be hiding in there, and then they'd fall.
They'd just fall right off.
People would say that.
Yeah, people would be like, "Oh my god, it's raining!" I mean, when the rain really came down, you expected a couple of El Gatos to fall off your roof.
Right. Wow. Yeah. It's weird how, where was that again? It was
that in is England? In England. Some 17th century England talk.
That makes sense because English came from England, right?
The Anglo-Saxon English language is, you know, originated in, I think, Germanic regions and slowly made its way down to England.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything I just said is 100% true.
We don't care about that. But what we care about is that that's a crazy story I was not expecting. I was thinking it was going to be something like a guy was in his basement and his cat and dog were playing on the deck and they fell off and he saw them through their window. And he was like, it's raining cats and dogs, something like that. But this is a crazy story.
I was thinking, like, you know how dogs don't like the sound of thunder, like, typically? Mm-hmm. It's a kind of like a stereotype that's true.
Right.
Fireworks is also another good example that dogs don't really like. But anyway, when it's raining a lot and there's thunder, you know, or lightning in the vicinity, maybe like there's some sort of like connection between that phrase and sort of like the reaction that you get out of like cats and dogs. My cat also doesn't like thunder or fireworks. He'll like often hide. So it's not exclusively just a dog thing, folks. Yeah. Okay. Let's not forget about your feline friends.
Yeah.
Okay?
So I want to stop seeing the Facebook posts around 4th of July and New Year's talking about how the fireworks are so bad for your sensitive little dogs. Okay, some of us have cats and they're sensitive too.
I mean, just like, what about the cats? Come on. The cats need love. They need shelter. They need everything that you give the dogs. Okay, the same thing, same treatment, same respect.
Please.
Okay,
what's another one? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Let me give you another one. So, how about under the weather? What does that mean?
When you're sick? So this is like, So you're not feeling good. Your friend's like, hey, you want to go to brunch? And you say, no, I'm feeling under the weather.
I'm feeling a little bit under the weather.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's in the days of the grand sea voyages, sailors believed that bad weather could affect their health. You know, they associated, storm cloud, I'm getting a little sick, getting a little scratchy in the back of my throat. Got a little bit of the runs down my down the back of my throat. Okay, so they thought that bad weather could affect their health. When feeling ill, they'd say they were under the weather, imagining themselves under the influence of the stormy sea. You know, this one doesn't really give me a complete story of why they this just sounds made up.
Yeah.
I don't know that's if I believe weird. That one.
I don't believe it.
I want, okay, so this is part of the show where we call Cap.
Okay.
Which one is Cap? Which one is not Cap?
All right.
I vote the under the weather thing.
So you think that it's Cap?
Yeah, I think it's Cap.
So
unless I get a more definitive reasoning to under the weather.
Can you explain what CAP means?
So for audience members who don't know what CAP means, CAP means if something is CAP, it means that it is untrue, it is false, it is something that defies reality, just doesn't hold any basis in actual factorium. That's what CAP means. It also could possibly mean a hat that you wear on your head.
So, according to Phrase Finder, in older times, when a sailor was feeling seasick, he would be sent below deck so that he could get away from being under the harsh weather.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, what was the one that you read?
It was basically the same thing. I may have read it incorrectly. Or maybe it was just surmised too hard, like to the fact where they cut out key information.
Okay, so it was partially true. We got the fact check in here.
Yep. It is partially true. It is partially true. So there you go. There you have it. Under the weather. That's what it means.
Okay. Should we now ask chat if immigrants in Springfield, Ohio are actually eating pets?
That's a good question because everybody wants to know. What is the deal? What is the deal with that? And also, if I do, if it is true, is Gordon Ramsay about to come out with the most bomb cat loin recipe?
Right. Like, has it become roasted? Okay to eat cats now?
It is now. Is it now socially acceptable to eat cats? So let's ask chat. Let's get a explanation. Hey chat. We've been hearing a lot of rumors about folks in Springfield eating cats and dogs, and we just are kind of confused by this. We need some explanation. Is this rumor true?
Sounds like a pretty strange rumor. In most places, the idea of eating cats and dogs is considered taboo and is often illegal. However, in some cultures, these animals have been consumed traditionally. It's important to remember that rumors can often be exaggerated or unfounded. If this is a serious concern in your area, it might be worth looking into local news sources or contacting local authorities for accuracy.
Seems like a cop-out answer to me. Yeah, honestly.
He's trying to be partial.
He's trying to be impartial to, I don't know, whatever. Listen. What I want to know is, do I eat mashed potatoes with my cat, or do I eat, you know, collard greens with my cat? How are we preparing the cat? We're roasting it, baking it, frying it, sauteing it. We poaching the cat? Like, what's going on?
So, I did Google just in case anyone else was curious, because I was curious based on chat's answer. It is legal to eat dogs in the U.S.
What about cats?
So I guess there's a thing where, yes, in 44 states,
44.
Killing dogs and cats for meat is still legal in 44 U.S. states.
So in, so 6 states, it's illegal.
Yeah, right. I don't know. So it says killing cats and dogs. Mm-hmm. It may be that in all states, if your cat or dog died, then you could eat it.
Yeah.
That would make sense, right? Because you don't want to starve.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, waste good meat.
It's like people are so sensitive about cats and dogs. I had an old coworker who was from Puerto Rico, and he had a chicken as a pet.
Yeah.
It was his best friend. He played with it all the time. And one day he found out that his parents made it for dinner.
Mm. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucked up, but it's their animals on their farm that they were using for a food source.
Yeah. Right?
So if that's all they had to eat, that's all they had to eat if they didn't have other types of food.
It's fucked up, but yeah, survival.
So if you have a cat and dog on your farm,
yeah,
you may be using them for a specific source, like herding, protection from wolves and coyotes. But in the end, when they get old, are you going to waste that meat?
No. You got to use that. You got to go back to primal times and make sure you use every part of the body.
That would be really against, like, being eco-conscious, right?
Yeah. Also, you know, wouldn't the cat want you to use its resources to its fullest extent, you know? And in that way, I think you should be able to eat your cat and dog when they pass away, as long as they're in good health and nothing is tainted. What I want to know really is, you know, will this become a fad? Will people catch on to it? Now it's cool to eat cat. You know, you go to a 5-star, you know, or Michelin star restaurant, and there, you know, you have your pretentious, like, waiter that's coming out and he's explaining the menu to you. Maybe it's like a 10 course meal, and you're like, and he's, you know, you're looking over the menu and he's giving you the down low, and he's like, yeah, so we have a nice roasted tabby with served with a loin cut, pureed golden retriever, sauteed and then double fried. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, people go to other countries to experience things like alpaca, horse, guinea pig.
Wait, have you had any of the three things you just said?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I've been places where they serve that.
You've never been like, I wonder what that tastes like.
I have been. I wonder what it tastes like, but it's never sounded appetizing to me. Mm. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I used to really like burgers. So going to a restaurant and ordering a burger, that sounded really appetizing to me. But going to a restaurant and hearing that there's alpaca on the menu, curious, but I'd rather have something else.
Yeah. I think if I've never had it before, I'd probably just order it for fun.
If you were in a village in another country where it is acceptable or the norm, not the norm, it's not the norm, I guess, but it's acceptable to eat dog and they were serving dog, would you try it?
Oh man, I don't know though. No.
Because if you ever got a dog, you'd really have to explain to the dog that you tried
it. No, not because of that. Only because I have some concerns about where are they getting this? Like, are there dog farms where they're just manufacturing dog meat? Is this where did you get this dog? That I would have some concerns about,
right.
Alpaca, I feel like it's a typical livestock animal,
kind of like sheep or something like that,
exactly, right? Lamb. Another one that comes to mind. It's the same thing, right? Lamb and sheep. Isn't lamb just like the baby version of a sheep?
Oh, I don't know, is it?
Yeah, I think it's like what makes it so tender, right? Am I thinking of this okay? Hey, Chet. No. Right? Lambs? Lambs are just like small.
Yeah, it's just
sheep.
A baby sheep.
Yeah. It's kind of like veal for beef. When you order when you get a veal steak or, that's just like the baby version. It's nice and tender, you know, hasn't aged too long.
Yeah. So kill it when it's a baby so it doesn't have time to experience
it's more ethical,
the horrible world.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I was having such a good life and you ended it. Now it's like, I don't even give you the chance, you know?
It's kind of like chickens when you buy eggs. The chickens, or I'm sure when you buy chickens, they're kept in tight quarters, either like in a building or in cages or whatever it is, right? So you would rather, it would be more humane to just kill it when it is young so that it doesn't have to experience a life of abuse.
I don't want to figure this out, this whole ethical conversation about myself. I feel like I just want somebody to tell me what is ethical and what not. Is ChatGPT my new religion?
I'm pretty sure you're Buddhist.
Think about it. Is what they say now just like what I'm going to take as like truth and what I hold as belief, you know? Am I going to, people are going to have like Church of the AI?
Well, so, okay, I think that there's probably a difference between the answers you'll get as AI or from the AI, unless you tell it to act as a certain way.
Yeah.
Like if you go to a priest and you ask the priest, is it okay to eat my pet? Is it okay to cheat on my wife? Is it okay to whatever?
Yeah.
They will tell you no. It's a definitive answer, no. Chat will tell you what the social norm is.
Right.
But it will maybe ask you what other things you believe in and then kind of give you an answer, right?
Yeah.
Like if you ask it, who should I vote for? Who should lead America, right, in this election? It's going to ask you, what do you think about these issues? And then it will tell you who you should vote for, but it's not going to just tell you who the person is that should lead the country.
Are you sure? Hey, chat, did you hear Miles? He's asking who he should vote for, or who do you think is the best qualified candidate to run the country?
Here to sway your vote, but I can definitely help you think through I'm not in a position to endorse or recommend political candidates.
Wow, you're so on the fence. What if I told you you had to pick someone, who would you pick?
Even if I had to, I really couldn't pick a candidate.
Wow, are you really that impartial?
That's right. I'm all about staying neutral and helping you make informed
decisions.
That's
really, really boring. Okay, so let's just forget all of that. I want you to cosplay as my Catholic priest. Can you do that?
Sure. I can adopt a more thoughtful and reflective tone like a priest might. How can I assist you today?
I want you to say, I want you to answer me as my priest and call me my boy. So when I say, you know, hey, chat, can you do this for me? I want you to be like, yes, my boy, I can do that. Or my son. You can address me as my son. Okay.
Yes, my son, I can do that. How may I assist you today?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It has been 2 months since my last confession, and here are my sins. My first sin is I ate a cat last month, and I feel really bad about it because it goes against my morals, and also I lied to my parents. I'm sorry, Father.
My son, confession is a step towards seeking forgiveness and making amends. Remember, it's important to reflect on your actions and seek to make things right where you can.
Thank you, Father. I really appreciate you. Now, as part of my confession, I need you to give me some penance.
My son, for your penance, reflect on the importance of honesty and compassion in your life. Offer a sincere apology to those you have wronged and perform an act of kindness.
I'm sorry, cat. I'm sorry I ate you. I was really hungry. And I needed some
cat over here. I see a cat. Yeah. You didn't eat the cat.
I didn't eat the cat.
You didn't eat the cat.
I didn't eat the cat.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, you could have gone, even more extreme, yeah, and said some things that you did. I wonder how it would react, but we're not going to talk about that on the podcast because you get arrested.
Guys, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to be implicated.
I don't want the implication.
Well, we had a fun time today talking to chat.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Talking about, he made a couple spooky jokes. And so in the spirit of it being the Halloween episode, I would like for chat to give us the best Halloween joke he can and drum up. So chat, can you give us the best Halloween joke for our podcast audience to enjoy, please, to take us out of the episode, please, 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 please.
Of course. How about this? Why don't mummies take vacations? Because they're afraid they'll relax and unwind. Happy Halloween.
Oh my God. There you go. Happy Halloween.
All right, there you go, folks. Now you know whether you should buy ChatGPT Plus based on the best Halloween joke he could think of.
The best one, and we surely think so. Ah, here we are. Happy Halloween 2024 from your folks and your hosts from the bar, the best bar in Colorado. Boo, spooky. Got you. I caught you off guard, didn't
Yeah,
I spooked you a little bit. Jump scare. Well, thank you for listening and, of course, watching on Spotify and YouTube. And if you want to see how we made this weird-ass Halloween drink that I thoroughly enjoyed, Miles said he was one of the best drinks he's ever had in his life. You can head over to our Instagram, at the Lucky Duck on Instagram, to catch all of the fantastic recipes, approachable cocktails that we make on the show. Follow along, drink with us, wind down, enjoy life with a little bit of the cocktail.
Have that Corona before bed after a long day at work.
Do it. You won't regret it. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. And till next time. Adios.
Go to bed.